The Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Zayin, without the loss of love, one of the things that will happen is the Tehi Emes Nadaris. The Emes will become Nadar. What does it mean, Vatihi Emes Nadaris? So, my Vatihi Emes Nadaris, Amid Beirav, Milamit Shanasis Adarim Adarim, Lahilachisla. The Emes will become Adarim Adarim, will become like a flock, and will just go away, and then there will be no Emes. And as a Pelik Hazak, what's pushing the Gemara to Darshan, the Lashon Nadaris, and the Lashon Vadarim? Pashmashan Nadar says that it won't be here, it will be gone. So why can't there just be Kipshuta? The Emes will be Nada, there'll be no Emes anymore. Why are we darshaning the Nadar? So Lashon Adarim will become like a flock and then it will go away. What's the Hechech to be might see the Pasuk Mipshuta? And the Gras says a beautiful has where he says that the Chazal were bothered with the Lashon of a Tihi. But Tihi is Mashmah that it will be. It's a Lashon Havaya. There's a positive thing that will be. And you can't say the tehi, you can't say that something will be when you're talking about a head there, when you're talking about a lack of. You can't say the tehi, emes nadaris, the emes will be lacking. That's a statement in Erebe. A lacking is a lack of. The tehi is something will be. So you can't say that something will be a havaya of lacking. Just say emes nadaris. You could say, but tehi, emes nadaris is masha, that there's something positive that is going to be a havaya over here. And therefore, behecha chazalnu, that nadaris is not a lashon of lacking, but rather it's a lashon of adarim. And then it's takia habayah, it's a positive habayah. The emes will be like adarim adarim, and the middle will be halachasla. That is the hechech of chazal. The shah is, what does it mean lamaisa? What is the meaning that the emes will become adarim adarim halachasla? We're trying to say the emes will go away. So let the pasuk just say the emes will go away. What's the sinin of becoming adarim adarim? And I was thinking maybe the pshat could be that there's even at the skuf of Mashiach, there will be emes, but the emes is not going to be a real emes where a person is mevakish emes and is mevar. The emes wants to know what the emes is. But it'll be an emes of adarim. When you have an edor, you have a flock. So everyone does the same thing. Wherever one sheep goes, that's where all the sheep will end up going. So people will do the emes, not because they feel this is emes, or they came to the emes, but because they're going to look to see what everyone else is doing. Whatever everyone else is doing, that is mimeil the emes, and that is how they're going to reach the emes. So instead of the emes being something that a person is mevar la'atzma, you come to the emes on your own, everyone is going to be looking what everyone else is doing, and whatever everyone else is doing, that will become the emes. That's what it means that the emes will become adarim adarim. And once the emes is adarim adarim, then halachasla, that's going to go away, because that's not emes at all. It's not really an emes. It's just doing what others are doing. But the emes has to be an amitius of the bikash emes and being mevakish tvar Hashem. When there's a amitius stick of bakasha of being mevar what Ratzon Hashem is, that's the emes, and that is the way emes should be, not an oifen of adarim adarim.